The Morning Show with Johnny and Stephanie on 98.3 The Coast, keeping up with all of the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights. It's The Daily Dish.
So we've seen Bradley Cooper show off his singing chops in A Star Is Born.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a possibility he's going to have to do that again in a new Bee Gees movie.
Oh, I like this.
So according to the Daily Mail, producers want him to play Barry Gibb. The biopic is going to chronicle the group's rise to fame in the 60s and 70s during the disco era. And Barry is the last surviving member of the Bee Gees. So we'll see what happens with that. But I don't know. I don't know if he can pull that off.
I mean, it's going to, you know, I don't understand why they're not asking Jimmy Fallon and Justin Timberlake to be one of these.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
They had the Barry Gibb talk show on, did they do it on SNL or just it on The Tonight Show?
They did it on SNL originally. Okay. That's where it started, and they were hilarious, but that's probably not what they're going for this movie.
I mean, probably trying to be a little bit more serious, but I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Just give it a shot.
Yeah.
I think they could do it.
This is pretty crazy, actually. The New York Post says that Alex Rodriguez and J-Lo may be buying the New York Mets. That's a big purchase.
It is, and a surprise, him being a longtime New York Yankee as well.
Mm-hmm. So a source tells the magazine that A-Rod was a Mets fan as a kid. They say Rodriguez genuinely loves the Mets. He and J-Lo have talked about him buying the team ever since Jeter got to the Marlins. He's a businessman and a baseball man based in New York. Why wouldn't he be looking into this? The team is actually expected to sell for $3 billion. I don't know what their worth is together.
I think it's probably going to be one of those cases, much like Jay-Z's done with sports teams, Jeter's done with sports teams, Magic Johnson. All those athletes that are kind of investors within a large group, and then maybe majority owners of some kind. So I don't know. We'll see what ends up happening with that. But then A-Rod would have to stop doing all of the announcing and things that he does.
Exactly.
As an owner.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, I guess we'll just have to wait and see what happens to see if he actually purchases it.